An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNradio.com/rascals. Mike Birbiglia joins us now. Hey, there you are, Mike. Thanks for joining us. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
I'm thrilled. How are you doing? Eclipse fever.
I tell you what, you are like second billing today, man. We've got cicadas.
Oh, I know.
And then we've got, somebody just sent me a text. I saw a cicada, and we've got the eclipse coming. So this is a big deal here. I don't know if it's been a big deal in your world, but that's all we're talking about.
Oh, it's massive. Oh, it's massive. My wife and I are about to go walk out down towards the Brooklyn Bridge and watch, or not watch. Not look. All the things at once.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and by the way, do you know anybody who could get me tickets to the Cubs game on the 25th when I come to town?
Really? You want to go to the game?
I think I'd like to go. I went. My sister Gina lived in Chicago for years and years and years. And my brother Joe and I used to go to Wrigley, like, a lot. Like, we would get cheap tickets after the game started for, like, $10. You know what I mean? Like, and it's, you know, I grew up in Boston, so we used to, I think Fenway and Wrigley, those are the two best parks, in my opinion.
They do have a certain symmetry. I mean, they're both in neighborhoods, they're old parks. They gussied up, as I like to say, the area around Wrigley Field. When's the last time you were
That's
at
right.
Wrigley?
I mean, years and years and years ago. But it was also like, was it nice there?
It is. I think we had a little bit of a debate here about, did they make it too Disney? Did they Disney-fy it too much? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I would be interested in your take on it after you come to Chicago. You may have to pay secondary market prices. They're kind of pricey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's that hot a ticket right now.
The Cubs always sell well. The team's off to a good start. So it may cost you, for a $100 ticket, you may have to find $150, Mike.
Wow. Can I throw out the first pitch? What can I get going here? Is there a scam I can get going?
No, you know what you should do, though? You should sing. The tradition at Wrigley is singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh inning. You should be the seventh inning stretch singer. That would be wonderful.
I'll sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You will be sorry you ever suggested that happen. It will be an offense. Greater than Roseanne singing the national anthem, me singing Take Me Out of the Ballgame, but I'll do it.
So let's talk a little bit about your show, Good One, a show about jokes. Now, that's the new documentary, right?
Yeah, that's on Peacock right now, and then my last special is on Netflix. It's called The Old Man in the Pool, and then the show I'm bringing in the Chicago Theater in a couple of weeks is an all-new hour material, Completely Stop the Ride.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I mean, I've seen a lot of your stuff, but what are you talking about in the new show?
Currently, I have this fixation on the fact that my daughter is 8.5, and it's that stage in life where you realize, if it is indeed the case, that I just don't know anything, and I don't have any information to pass on, and it's kind of just a meditation on that. I mean, my wife is a poet. I'm a comedian. Together, we know nothing. You know, we've read hundreds of books about leaves. You know what I mean? Like, we just don't have that much information. And I kind of like track through that. I track through my relationship with my own father and sort of what he taught me. And it's a really fun run. And it's a very, very funny show. And I've had a blast. I'm doing this year. I'm performing in 50 cities.
Yeah, I noticed. And you're adding shows every day. Do you get, I think I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it, tired of telling essentially the same story every single day? Or is there enough feedback from the audience that it feels different each time?
No, because I'm tweaking every single performance. Like, literally, you know, like, I'll work on these shows. The Old Man in the Pool I worked on for somewhere between 3 and 4 years. And every night I'm working on, I'm throwing in new jokes, new lines. I'll do a new sequence of stories. And honestly, like, I never know until I'm doing it, sort of how it will land. Although over the years, my shows in Chicago are always so much fun for two reasons. One is Chicago theater. I mean, if people don't know this in Chicago, they should. It's one of the great architectural marvels of all theaters in the world. Like, I've been to theaters all over the world, and it's just one of the best in the world. All the seats are close. Everything is, yeah. The woods are gorgeous. It's incredible. I mean, it's like the who's who of every, you know, from Sinatra to, you know, everybody has performed there.
Yeah, it's a good location, and I think I saw two shows advertised, but I think you've added one. I think you've got three shows in Chicago, right?
A third and final show on Saturday 8:30. Yeah,
yeah. As you tell the stories, how tempting is it to embellish a little? I run into this as a guy that talks on the radio every day. I have my own personal narratives, but I think I'll just tweak it a little bit, and it's not exactly what happened, but it's close enough. Do you do that, or how tempting is that?
I always tell people that as a comic, I'm either embellishing a little or a lot or not at all. And the the stories that I like telling the most are when you don't have to embellish at all. So, like, you know, years ago, and I told this on This American Life with Ira Glass, years ago, I jumped through a second-story window sleepwalking. And it is my favorite story to tell because it's how I would tell it in court, you know. And it's just a shocking experience, you know. And, you know, I even went – this is actually a recent bizarre thing. So years ago, did you ever hear the story where I jumped through the second-story window?
Sure.
I'll tell you the gist of it for people who don't know it at home. Years ago, I was later diagnosed with a serious sleepwalking disorder called REM sleep behavior disorder, but this is almost 20 years ago. I was in Walla Walla, Washington, and I had a dream. There was a guided missile headed towards my room at La Quinta Inn, and I decided in my dream, and as it turns out in my life, to jump out my window so as to detonate outside the window for the sake of the platoon. In my dream, I'm a hero, and I did it. I jumped through the glass like the Incredible Hulk. And what was remarkable, to this day, completely remarkable, and I actually went back there, retraced my steps in January, jumped through the window, through the glass, landed on the front lawn, got up, kept running. And I'm running, and I'm slowly realizing I'm on the front lawn of this motel in my underwear bleeding. And I'm like, oh, no. But I was in that moment, I was relieved that I hadn't been hit by the missile.
Yeah,
I was like,
on
well,
the
that
upside.
Would have been a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I went to the emergency room. I got stitches in my legs. I went to the front desk and explained what happened. But I retraced my steps in January. I went back with like a few people in a film crew, and I talked to the ER doctor who put stitches in my legs. I talked to the person at the front desk when I walked up, bleeding, you know, in the middle of the night. And I went back to La Quinta and all this stuff, and went back to Whitman College where I performed that night. And it was fascinating. Anyway, it's a long way of saying I tell true stories, and the degree to which I embellish is really based on how funny the story is on its own.
Are you still having those kind of dreams?
You know, I was diagnosed years ago with this thing, and I take Klonopin, which I do not love taking. It's an anti-anxiety that cuts it back a bit. And I actually only recently looked at the side effects for the medication that I've been on for 20 years, and it was like depression, loss of memory, poor motor skills, and I was like, oh, I just thought that was my personality. Like, it's a great thing when you realize your personality is side effects. the worst part about the medication is that it's 1.5 milligrams is my dosage, and so every night I have to break a pill in half, and you know who shouldn't do that? Someone with poor motor skills.
I know you have to go. One last question for you, though, before you do. Just speaking about the truthiness of the tales, I know that Hasan Minhaj has been on your podcast before.
Oh, yeah.
I wondered what you thought about the hell he went through having to answer to the veracity of his stories.
I thought it was very, very strange that Hassan had to deal with that. There are a lot of, I don't know if anyone at the New Yorker has noticed, there's a lot of bigger issues going on in this world than how close to reality a comedian's routine is. But I think there's bigger fish to fry, is my take.
Well, it's good to hear you. We're anxious to see you in Chicago. I'm going to contact the Cubs. I'm going to tell
Please
them that
do.
You want to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
Not because you want to sing, but because you want free or cheaper seats than you would have paid retail.
That's absolutely true, yeah.
We'll be, my people...
By the way, no one wants me to sing. I'm telling you, no, I mean, if you heard my voice, you'll rue the day that we had this conversation.
We're looking forward to it.
I'm excited to come to Wrigley. I mean, I love Wrigley. I should post a photo on Instagram, actually. I have a photo of me at Wrigley when I was like 10 years old with my brother Joe, and I have such fond memories of it.
We have fond memories of you. My son was so touched before the birth of his first child, listening to the story of yours, and keep doing what you're doing, Mike.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on. I'll see you there.
Mike Birbiglia is going to be in the Chicago Theater.